Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Playmaker.
Hi, I'm Andrew, and this is Playmaker. One story every day to make sense of the world of football. Today, the most talked about takeover in Welsh football history. The Hollywood A-listers who came to Wrexham.
Our first full season as Wrexham owners has begun, yet many people still don't know where Wales is.
That's right, Rob. So we're here with a little geography lesson.
Now, many people think
it's a takeover of a football club that still has fans scratching their heads and rubbing their eyes in disbelief. Hollywood A-listers Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney's buyout of National League club Wrexham earlier this year is, on the face of it, a left-field decision. The acquisition of the fifth-tier Welsh side is like something out of, well, a film. One famous actor is inspired by a documentary on TV about an out-of-luck football club and decides to find a team of his own to buy to change their fortunes. He enlists the help of another wealthy actor, and all of a sudden, they're taken out of their American mansions and plonked in the middle of a North Wales market town.
Hello, my name is Rob McElhenney.
My name is Ryan Reynolds.
Hello, the Enui, you Rob McElhenney. Of Enui, you Ryan Reynolds.
This is Maxine, and she is our Welsh translator.
What you're listening to there is Rob and Ryan promoting the documentary they're making about buying Wrexham, accompanied by a translator in an attempt to integrate themselves in the Welsh language and culture. It's a funny clip, which has underlined much of their PR activity since buying the club. Last week, it was announced that Wrexham were going to be added to the video game FIFA 22, the first time ever a non-league football club has been included in the vastly popular game. If you go to a game at their home, the Racecourse Ground, you'll see their shirts emblazoned with TikTok as their front of shirt sponsor. So there's Rob and Ryan in Wrexham. But it's likely none of this would have happened had it not been for one English comedian.
During lockdown, you know, everyone was looking for a project, and lots of people decided to bake sourdough bread or learn, you know, Chinese on Duolingo, and Rob decided to buy a football club.
That's Humphrey Carr. You may have heard of him, you may have not. He's been on TV and radio a bit in the UK, but history may judge him as being most famous as the man responsible for bringing Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney to North Wales. But how did it all come about? Humphrey's been a writer on the Apple TV show Mythic Quest, starring, you guessed it, Rob McElhenney. In breaks in filming, Humphrey would be watching football matches and documentaries to while away the time on set, which is where Rob comes in. Rob would apparently tease Humphrey about liking football as much as he did, but over time, the actor would start to understand why he enjoyed it. Then, last year, lockdown. Actors and people involved in the industry couldn't work, so Humphrey sent Rob a load of football documentaries to watch, and that was the tipping point.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
After watching the tragicomedy that is the now famous Sunderland Till I Die, Rob began to think that he could see himself as a football club owner. Humphrey says, Rob just fell in love with it. He texted me back the next day and said, right, let's buy a team. So the pair started talking and Rob enlisted the help of Ryan Reynolds, who, incredibly, he'd never even met before in real life, but had exchanged DMs and social media chats with to get on board, knowing that he has decent marketing know-how about him. Rob emails Ryan, asks if he wants to help out, and gets a simple reply, I'm in. After scouring clubs that fitted the pair's criteria, Humphrey hit upon Wrexham to approach to see if they'd be interested in selling up. It's quite a hard offer to say no to, let's be honest, and earlier this year, the deal was done. Soon, it may always be sunny in Wrexham, although their new owners are quickly discovering that whilst off-the-pitch exercises are all well and good, what really matters are the results. They fell short of the playoffs last season, finishing 1 point behind 7th place Bromley, and this season hasn't started in the way their owners would have hoped either. They're 8th after 7 games. It is, of course, still early days in the season. Getting back into the Football League is priority number one. Wrexham have languished in the National League for 13 seasons now, which is too long when you consider they were in the Football League for nearly 90 years straight. They're the third oldest professional football club in the world, so it's about time they had some of that Hollywood redemption narrative back in North Wales. And who knows? Had it not been for an English comedian, it may never have happened. Thanks for listening to The Playmaker from Tortoise. Whether you're a season ticket holder or just a casual observer, we hope you enjoy our daily stories covering the world of football and that it offers something a bit different. If there's a story you think we should cover, tell us on social media at Tortoise. Today's episode was written by me, Andrew Butler, and produced by Immy Harper.
The Playmaker.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.